Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And welcome to each and every one of you, because each and every one of you is important, and we appreciate you. Two great guests. Joseph Meyer is going to pop in. The stock market's at all-time high, or just about. Swirling around at the same time are these unbelievable economic data points and reasons to be concerned. I'm concerned. We'll see what Joseph thinks of them, and we'll talk about all those things with him just for a little while. And then Bradley Nelson, Dr. Bradley Nelson, he wrote the book Emotion Code. He's going to talk about some holiday to help you not be triggered about certain things in the holiday, and just the emotion code. I'm sure we'll talk about that and several other things. And we'll do the news beforehand. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to the news. The end of last week, Daniel Estulin, I don't know if he poo-pooed, that's the word, but he kind of diminished this idea of concentration camps, for lack of a better word, internment camps of the Muslims in China.
Yeah, I heard it right out of his mouth. You know, it took me back a little bit.
Well, he did admit that the Falun Gong are being pulled off streets and their organs are being. he did at least admit that.
Anybody can fake a picture, but they had a lot of people with their hands tied behind their back, on their knees, and with blindfolds on.
Well, there's a huge. How ironic! Like immediately after that interview, like the next day or later mm-hmm. that evening. A massive article came out in the New York Times. Massive. This is a huge story. It's so big that China's even responded to it. That's how big this story is. Absolutely no mercy, quote unquote. Leaked files expose how China organized mass detentions of Muslims. More than 400 pages of internal Chinese documents provide an unprecedented inside look at the crackdown on ethnic minorities in the Xinjiang region. Now, this is kind of an example. Basically, they're manuals of how we're going to deal with this. To give you a little background, Xi Jinping
or whatever.
I'm sorry, I can't get these names. Yeah. I got to use my brain power for other things.
Xi.
That's there right. Go. There you go. Now you got to be a little more professional. Xi.
Yeah.
Xi went to this region. Now, as you know, one thing Daniel Estulin said that was very interesting. The idea that China has a mentality that it's not a Western mentality.
Right.
We can't even relate to it.
Yeah.
So they want to be like a beehive colony type mentality, and they want to be all unified and all in one. And that's why they are obsessed with Hong Kong, with Taiwan, with all this. Well, on the Western part of this, kind of connecting close to Russia, there's huge groups of different ethnicities. Over the centuries that China's kind of co-opted or been part of the Chinese empire or what have you. One of these is the Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
Xi went to this area in 2014 and said that it's important that we keep this extremism down and stop violence because these Islamic people might be full of violence and extremism.
Yeah.
Just conveniently, how convenient, right after that, one of those quote-unquote extreme Muslims killed like 30 people. You know, if this was a...
Sounds like the CIA.
Right. Exactly. He comes and gives a speech, and then on cue, you know, there's a problem.
Hmm.
And so after that, just happened, kind of like the Patriot Act, they have everything rolled out. Oh, we have new procedures how to deal with these people in...
A 2,000-page...
400-page document.
400-page document.
400-page document in this case of how to deal with these people. I'm going to read a little bit from the article in the quote a little bit. You know, obviously it's translated from Chinese, so maybe you lost something.
Yeah.
But the general outline, you're going to be aghast about this. This is the New York Times article. The students book their tickets at home at the end of the semester. We're talking about the students of the Muslim families coming back to their area. Hoping for a relaxing break after exams and a summer of happy reunions with family in China's far west. Instead, they soon be told that their parents were gone. Relatives had vanished, and neighbors were missing, all of them locked up in an expanding network of detention camps built to hold Muslim ethnic minorities. The authorities in Xinjiang region worried the situation was a powder keg, you think?
Yeah.
And so they prepared. The leadership distributed a classified directive advising local authorities, local officials, to corner returning students as soon as they arrived and keep them quiet. It included a chillingly bureaucratic guide for how to handle their anguished questions, beginning with the most obvious, they come home, Okay, so you see what's going on here. The students come back, and there's already a 400-page directive of how to deal with many things. Among this, among the highest priorities, these students. You know, right. Students
are going to be upset.
They're going to be upset. They have control. Access to the world. They have, you know, the students can get information and complain.
Mm-hmm.
How we deal with them. So the how do they answer, where is my family? This is a quote from the manuals. They're in a training school set up by the government.
Re-education camp.
They're in a training school. No, I'm sorry, comrade Uncle Kevin. They're in a training okay. school set up by the government.
I stand corrected.
They're in a training school set up by the government. So then what would you say?
I said nonsense. They're in a re-education camp.
Well, how you act is going to have a lot to do with how long they are there, Uncle Kevin.
Ah. So I will.
Any other questions?
I will be mute.
Are there any other questions?
Nope.
It's probably a good idea they're there, isn't it?
It is a good idea.
They were a little suspicious, weren't they?
They were. You're not going to get any trouble from me.
their traditional ideas do not meld well with
they
Chinese
don't.
With our Chinese culture, does it?
They do not, and I don't want the Golongfeng knocking at my door.
No, they cannot leave these schools.
That's right.
They cannot leave. This is very important to China. This is very important.
And the Golongfeng get everything they deserve.
Why am I laughing so hard?
Sorry.
That's sick. It's
that
sick.
Was sick. I take that back. Lord, I didn't mean it. They don't deserve everything they get.
The question and answer script also included a barely concealed threat. Students were to be told that their behavior could either shorten or extend the detention of their relatives. The party has rejected international criticism of the camps and described them as what? What do you think they call these detention camps to the rest of the world? The rest of the world comes, why do you have these concentration camps? They're not concentration camps. They're
re-education camps. That's
no.
That's what I heard.
Job training centers.
Oh, okay.
We're helping them. Don't you understand? We are helping them. Don't you get it?
Yeah, I got
the rest
it.
Of the world, we are helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you understand?
Yeah, I got it.
That leads right to the next story. China defends Xinjiang crackdown after massive document leak. The fact that China even responded to such a story says, I mean, that shows you how big this story is and how, you know, you think about they're making huge Hollywood movies change the script to fit their narrative and the different things.
Mm-hmm.
You think how upset they are that this gets leaked. Then it begs the other question. Well, why hasn't this been brought up before? Could this have anything to do with the CIA, with America and their negotiations in the trade agreements? Could this be anything to leverage to get a better deal if we're going to sell Taiwan to them or basically sell our influence away from Taiwan so they can have Taiwan? Now,
I heard the going price is $5 trillion.
Well, that's what Dana Lestland said.
Yeah.
These are, I don't know where else you hear these kind of things that Daniel's bringing up. I mean, this is huge. These are huge, questions. Anyway, so China defends this and says, Emperor Xi.
Yeah. For life.
Ordered officials to act with, quote, absolutely no mercy, quote, unquote, absolutely no mercy against separatism and extremism in Xinjiang. The documents leaked by an unnamed official include unpublished speeches by Xi as well as directives on the surveillance and control of the Uyghur minority. Minority, we're talking, this is several million of these.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
I guess we're talking about 1.something billion. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Jing Shang, today accused the Times of, quote, turning a blind eye to the facts while taking meaning out of context to publicize so-called internal documents, slander and smear, counterterrorism and de-radicalization efforts in Xinjiang. My question would be, didn't you take innocent people and put them in a prison?
I think they did.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah.
China will never be soft in its fight against violent terrorists, the spokesman said.
Okay.
Could, now they're terrorists.
Yeah.
So all Muslims are terrorists. In China. In China, all Muslims are terrorists now.
Yeah.
That, he also said thousands of violent terrorist incidents occur. Thousands. What does that mean? They prayed?
Yeah, probably.
Was that a terrorist activity?
Yeah. It's all propaganda.
Now, look, I'm not the friend of the Muslim community. I'm not their... I shouldn't say that. I'm not their spokesman.
Right.
But this is... Over the
right?
top.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't want that happen to anybody.
The leaked papers clearly reveal and confirm what has been going on in Xinjiang with regard to all-out suppression and control of non-Han peoples there and elsewhere in China, including the massive detention forced education camps. The professor at Georgia Institute, Georgia Tech. So a professor at Georgia Tech, good old Georgia Tech, old right Georgia there, heart Tech. Of Atlanta.
Right.
Fei Ling Wong from Georgia Tech said that. Forced education camps. No, they're job training centers, Mr. Wong.
What do they train and how to tie people up?
And do you have any relatives left in China? I hope not, because now they're in the camps too.
Yeah, that's terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Different story. Any comment on that? I mean, this is a massive story, but any other last comment about this?
No.
Assad, meaning from Syria, Assad, goes red pill in interview. Epstein, Bin Laden, and Baghdadi, quote, liquidated, quote, as they knew vital secrets. So Assad said that.
More leaders should speak out like that, you know?
Did you hear what Putin said? Did I talk to you about that over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a story in here. I'll wait to that, but whoa.
All these people.
Parents protest the Cardinal's office for approving pro-LGBT terms for Catholic schools. A dozen Catholics brave sharp November winds outside Toronto Archdiocese office Tuesday to pray publicly that Cardinal Thomas Collins reverse a school board vote they say brings gender ideology into Catholic schools. And so now these terms are now you can't even go to a Catholic school and not have the gender identity, gender fluidity
shoved down your throat.
In Louisiana, the governor race, the Democratic governor narrowly won. Again, they always win. That's always this narrow win, despite, you know.
That's exactly what that lady from Texas said. What was her name?
Laura Presley?
Yeah, Laura Presley. With the computers, the way they manipulate them, the votes and stuff.
Meaning they're just going to do it just enough to barely win.
Yeah, just enough to barely win. So it
well, that's why in her thing it was so, because they did it wrong.
Right, yeah, it didn't work right. I lost by two to one.
Yeah.
I was up going in until 1 o'clock, and then all of a sudden, bam, whatever it was.
Nancy Pelosi has extended an invitation to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I heard. He said he wants to go there.
To testify.
Well,
he said he's going to strongly consider. Can you imagine that circus?
Yeah, that would be wild.
Well, whatever, you know, like, what is it, like 1 million, 2 million people a day are watching this? I mean, they're like getting not even 10 million people.
Yeah, 100 million people will be watching it.
Yeah, 100 million. I'll watch.
I'll watch it too, yeah.
I will get interested in this just for the
sheer spectacle. You can't take the truth. You want the truth, you can't take it. I got the paddy wagon in the back of Congress, and you're going to go there next.
Trump will strongly consider testifying, the report says.
He ain't going to testify.
I think he'd be crazy, too.
He'd be crazy, too.
They'll just give him traveling.
They'll just try, yeah.
It'll be like, you know, I've made this joke several times, but so appropriate. You say on April 22nd that you had Domino's pizza. It's clear by your receipt it was Pizza Hut pizza.
Right.
You have lied.
Right, exactly. They'd find something that he couldn't remember.
White House official sues Politico, targets Schiff's role in impeachment. The impeachment inquiry against Trump has triggered a wave of charges, countercharges, court battles, subpoenas, legal threats. I don't even want to get in the weeds about that. Who cares?
Yeah.
Now, you what? This guy, Eric Ciarmilla.
Yep. Eric Ciarmilla.
Just give a little background on this guy so people know. This alleged whistleblower. He's really a gossiper. That's what he is.
Go ahead. Yeah, I did a little searching on him. Eric is a CIA analyst on the National Security Council during the Trump administration as a Ukraine expert. So he's an expert in Ukraine. He was kicked out of the White House for leaking info and pushing Russian hoaxes. That's not very good to do that, you know? He worked with the DNC operative Alexander Chalupo trying to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. That's not good if you want to be a witness.
Well, I didn't. When he was fired, I did not. I mean, maybe I missed it. I don't know. It's not like I paid attention to this guy very much. But I didn't hear him say, oh, this is outrageous. This is a completely false charge.
Did you hear anything like that?
This is beyond the pale. I did no such thing.
No, exactly. And he worked with Joe Biden. Oh, this is a real sweet little story. What he made.
Go ahead, Fitch. Come on, we got a lot of news.
He worked with Joe Biden when he was made the point man in Ukraine. So they were rubbing elbows in Ukraine, having some borscht in Ukraine.
Wow. All right. That's just a little a thumbnail sketch of our boy there, who's, you know, the patriotic Eric.
Exactly. So I don't think he'd make a very good whistleblower.
The scandal in Washington no one's talking about. Now, of course, we've talked about this a lot. This is old. Even this article is an old story. But I wanted to bring it up to show this is just another example of the hypocrisy of, you know, Roger Stone just got convicted. What's his name?
Flynn.
Manafort, Flynn, and the dirty. Now, here's a story that is so salacious, so radioactive. Have you heard, has anything happened to these people? Anything. You don't know what I'm about to say. The scandal in Washington no one is talking about. The deadly but forgotten. Deadly but forgotten. Wow. Government gun running scandal known as Fast and Furious has lain dormant for years.
They're still running them.
Well, this article was written 3 years ago, by the way, before the election of Trump. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. So I just wanted to bring this up so it's in your mind again how unbelievable.
And Mexico told Trump stop running those, keep running, because they're still running the guns down. They told him to stop.
House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Jason Chaffetz said the degree of obstruction in this was more than previously understood. Obstruction of justice? We're not talking about fake lying to Congress where you get them in a perjury trap. We're talking about real. This is real obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything happened?
And two people died. Two agents died because of it.
Okay. Has anything happened with this?
No. Nothing.
What does this tell you about the Justice Department?
They ain't on our side.
Well, we talk about Barr. We put some hope in Barr that he's going to be upright and do something. Have we seen anything?
No. Nope.
I mean, a lot of talk.
No. A lot of talk.
A lot of talk. Either he's in on it, or it's so controlled
that he can't get anything done. You know,
then Trump needs to go to have a fireside chat and say, look, here's the situation.
Yeah.
Here's the Fast and Furious. Here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
all of it.
If he has a fireside chat, 100 million people, like you said, will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
He can lay out whatever he wants in those fireside chats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And public opinion will change.
Will change like
immediately.
Like that. Yep.
I just wanted to bring that up. This story, maybe I should feel lucky that I just went to jail for the night with my, situation.
Oh, you know AJ.
I want you to hear this story. Cops strap woman to a chair, torture her with taser over refusing to sign a ticket.
Oh, my God.
A Boulder County woman got an unfortunate lesson in police brutality recently, and the video of it looks something out of 1930s Germany. Now, this is a civil. She's filed a civil rights lawsuit this week.
Well, she should. She should get. She's going to get a ton for that.
Oh, she's going to get paid. I mean, she's going to get a boatload of money. But it's. And then, again, ladies and gentlemen, I told you over and over again, and look at it in this terms. Here's a way to look at it. Are we in occupied territory, Kev? Would you say the American people, the American government land is an occupied territory?
Yes.
A corporate takeover.
Corporate.
Veiled.
1871.
Veiled. Well, I mean, we're way past that. I mean, it's basically occupied territory for this international banking cartel, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you're an occupied territory, then one element you have to have an occupying force.
That's right.
In the 1770s, Britain had the Redcoats. They were everywhere, were getting more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And they were occupying. It wasn't even a doubt. There was, you know, at the local pub, the local bar, Samuel Adams, whatever. They had Redcoats down there.
Third Amendment.
Right. That's right. Third Amendment. You can't go in somebody's house or take over the thing without just compensation or by law.
Right.
That's where that comes from. It's really kind of unapplies or doesn't really apply
to
modern society, but back then it did.
It sure did.
So everywhere there were Redcoats all around America stationed, and everybody knew, and they'd harass people. They'd create general warrants.
That's right.
They would, which is what happened to me. Basically, a general warrant, they call it a holding period or whatever they said, was executed on me, and they put me in jail with no charge. They came up with no charge, and that was that.
Sounds like kidnapping to me.
Well, it's legit, right. Okay, anyway. So the question is, if we are an occupied territory, if the great republic, if the great jewel of the world, really of the world, is that freedom of the United States, if it is being occupied right now, then where is the occupying force? And I submit to you quite forcibly, quite convictedly, that it is these quote unquote police, sheriff, whatever, mm-hmm. these police departments. Yes, there is a battle. Yes, there are some good ones. Yes, there are a lot of fabulous police individually, but collectively as an institution, that's what it is. They do not work for you. They're not there to support you. And any benefit they give to you is either one, an ancillary benefit, a side benefit of them executing the quote unquote statutes, or two, a decent, good police officer that is going against a protocol and on his own discretion. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Case in point. A Boulder County woman, and this is out of Colorado, got an unfortunate lesson in police brutality recently, and the video of it looks like something out of 1930s Germany. After attempting to exercise her rights not to incriminate herself, that's why she wouldn't sign the ticket. You know, the Fifth Amendment. Yeah. I don't have to incriminate myself.
Right.
So if I'm going to sign this ticket, then you agree to certain things when you sign a ticket. Well, I'm not going to incriminate myself. She found out the hard way police will not only taser you when you're in handcuffs, but they'll taser you when you're completely restrained. Lauren Gotthelf, that's her name, I think I'm pronouncing it right, filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against several officers in the Boulder County Sheriff's Office for this. She got ticketed for smoking in public and not having her dog on leash. That's the great crime.
Was she in the city? Where
I don't know. It must be Boulder. Oh, Boulder County, I don't know. Anyway, you know, that's the great crime. That's the great injustice that she did. They couldn't ask her just, hey, put out your cigarette, would you please, ma'am?
We got to generate revenue over there.
She protested the charges by refusing to sign the police citation, an action which immediately resulted in her being arrested. It was such a minor infraction, it seems, but one which ultimately led to her torture, she alleges. Her case shows that even the tiniest of infractions, if refused by citizens, can and will lead to those citizens getting kidnapped, caged, and, in this case, tortured. That's what I've been telling you.
Yeah.
As long as you just do what they want you to do, everything is fine.
Yeah, just go riot and you'll see what happens.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, and then Joseph Meyer. Good to be with you.
Yes.
Good to be with you. We got a lot of good news.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go through this pretty quick. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate all your support, and we deserve it, and we need it, and you need to support us, and we're in this together, so thank you so much for all that you do for us. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, and Jay will ask you if you want to make a donation. You know, December is usually our worst month, and it, you know, it hurts us bad. I understand. You got holidays going on. You're not thinking about necessarily vitamin D or vitamin E pills or what have you for your health. You're thinking about, you know, gifts or remote control cars for your children. Or I get it. But we still have that shortwave bill. And that's no joke. That shortwave bill is no joke. So we really appreciate all your support. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And, yeah, buy from the good guys, will you? You know, or you might buy some Chinese imitation from Amazon. You know, don't forget the toothpaste. Everybody can buy toothpaste and mouthwash.
They make great gifts, too.
I'm going to go through the news pretty quick here. U.S. state saw a drop in vaccine rates for children as anti-vax theory spread. This is from The Guardian. Anti-vax. There they go. Anti-vax theories. We got to have a new word. What's a new word for that? Vaccine choice. Vaccine choicer. I'm a choicer. I want choice.
Well, that's why they want to make it mandatory, because everybody's opting out. Or
more than half the states in America have seen a decline over the past decade in the take-up rates among kindergarten children of vaccines against diseases such as measles, mumps, hepatitis B, and polio as unfounded. I'm gonna underline this. This is what this article said. You want to talk about slants? You want to talk about fair and balance? You want to talk about
propaganda?
Here it is. As unfounded anti-vaccination theories have spread. Really?
Yeah, just talk to those millions of mothers who were damaged by their...
Three states, Colorado, Kansas, and Idaho, have rates that have fallen below the 90% that scientists say renders populations particularly vulnerable. How do they know that?
They don't know nothing.
How in the world do they know?
They make it all up.
Well, I mean, how do they even know that? If none of these states have been below 90%, so now how do they know? Some arbitrary number? It says on the thing that a lot of those vaccines are only, what was it? We had, was it Tom Cowan? Mm-hmm. They're only 80-something percent effective. Even at best, that's their numbers.
Yeah, that's their numbers.
That's their numbers. Effective, remember, safe and effective mean different things to them than it does to you. Do you know what state has the highest rate of measles vaccines? Yes, out of
New York.
All of America. No, that's a good guess.
Okay. Who?
But it's not America. It's not New York. It is... Where is it? Mississippi. I never would have guessed that.
No, I never would have guessed that.
Never would have guessed Mississippi. New York, that's another case, whatever. And then they talk about in this article about the deadly measles. I don't think anybody's died in America of measles in like 5 years.
10 years?
I think like 4 or 5 years.
And they probably died because they got the vaccine.
Protesters tried to escape Hong Kong University after violent all-night clashes with police. It's not stopping.
No, it is not stopping. It's not stopping in France either with the yellow vest. They keep it quiet.
And in South America.
In South America, too.
Hong Kong courts ruled ban on face masks unconstitutional. You see, now, if that would have went to, you see what they're fighting for? If that trial would have went to China, how would that case have went?
Oh, right. Yeah, totally the out of the way.
Right, that's what they're fighting for. They're fighting for some more time. And,
they know.
It's not like they weren't they were promised this.
Yeah, it was written in the treaty.
Right, so when China came back over, they were going to give Hong Kong autonomy.
That's right, autonomy. They were going to rule themselves and have their own constitution.
Why Iran shut down the internet this weekend? Iran's supreme leader this weekend cautiously backed the government's decision to raise gasoline prices by 50%. Can you imagine one day gas whatever it is, $2.50 around here, and then the next day it's $3.50 or $4?
Yeah, our sanctions are crippling that country.
Calling those who attack public property during demonstrations thugs and signaling that a potential crackdown loom. So what they did, they shut down internet access just to stop demonstrations.
Well, aren't they the ones that have the population, highest population is under 30 or 35 or something?
I don't know. I was watching a video with Gary Webb. You know Gary Webb did the story, San Jose Mercury News?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in his own words. It was a little bit before he died, a couple of years or so. And he was telling about the story about, you know, the biggest crack dealer in Los Angeles is the CIA. I have all the proof, and pretty much they're the only,
That's a good movie.
The only, yeah. Is it To Kill a Messenger or Kill the Messenger?
Something like that. But
anyway, fantastic movie. Yeah. He talks about why that became such a big story, and this is really the first one. And this is exactly, it goes with this, Iranian internet crackdown. San Jose Mercury Standard or whatever, Examiner or whatever it was, it's a small newspaper.
Small, very small.
Basically, 10 years before that incident came out, it would have been a nothing story. It would have been a rumor, an innuendo, and it would have went, you know, some people would have read it, whatever. It wouldn't have been a big deal.
It would have went nowhere.
What happened? The internet. It was probably the first story
that really
exploded, went viral. They were getting a million hits a day. This is in like 1998, 1997.
Yeah, very early in the internet.
They were getting like a million hits a day on this thing, and the article went all over the world. And so don't you think that then the traditional media outlets who had worked hard and the amount of money they invested to control these things, like, whoa, wait a minute. That's why they had to squash what Gary Webb had done and with the San Jose Mercury News. Eventually, the San Jose editors caved.
Caved, yeah.
You know, I mean, to defend, I guess.
Yeah, he went from, what did he get? The award for
Journalist of the Year.
And all these accolades, and then all of a sudden he's fired and can't get a job as a journalist.
Michael Snyder, brace for impact. The U.S. economy is going down hard. We got some things we're going to talk about with Joseph Meyer here in a second. The German Bundesbank, for the first time in a long time, has publicly said they are buying
gold.
Gold.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big story, ladies and gentlemen, among other things. People are working. There are now roughly 105 million production non-supervisory jobs in the United States. That's 83% of all private sector jobs. The average worker makes, do you know what the average worker makes?
Or, no. 50,000.
No, I think it's, no. As I discussed in the previous article, 50% of all U.S. workers currently make less than 33,000.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the median is about 33,000.
33,000.
In recent years, many families have increasingly turned to debt in order to maintain their middle-class lifestyles. So this is what equality looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think I made 33,000.
Equality to, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I made 33,000 back in 1980, I think.
Boy, that was big money.
It was good money back then, yes, it was real good money.
China's building up its shadow reserves to counter its reliance on the U.S. dollar. See, these stories are coming out. Shadow
they
reserves.
Are. That's right.
While U.S. stock market record, but farm bankruptcies at highest level in the last 5 years, or no, last 10, almost 10 years. While the U.S. stock market is soaring, farmers are having trouble paying their bills in the heart of America's agricultural sector. This is very simple. And they need to get all on the same page and get organized.
That's what they have to do.
We grow the food.
We
are not going to go bankrupt.
Right, exactly.
I'll be damned if we're going bankrupt. We're out here growing the food.
Exactly.
So you middlemen or you whatever or you this and that, you're not taking our – we are not going bankrupt.
They got to organize. They got to organize.
So, yeah, sell directly. I mean, that's what some people are doing. They're starting co-ops to sell directly or what have you.
And, you know, they're horrible.
Well, then they control the prices. Then Big Ag comes in and undercuts them and what have you. And people need to get this story out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they sold directly, one, they could compete with Big Ag because
they,
the middleman.
They sure could.
So they could totally compete. And you're going to support local farms, have the story, you know, what have you. Buy from us. But, You know, they probably have long-term contracts with these people. They probably have, there's all kind of different
ways to control them.
Meanwhile, farm incomes are falling in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and portions of Western Missouri, and Northern Mexico, according to Kansas City Federal Reserve. Farm income fell in each state within the region from a year ago, and credit conditions
now, is that
have
because
deteriorated.
Of the weather?
And credit conditions have deteriorated. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to miss that.
Yeah.
That means you'll at the repo market you'll give the banks any, you know, $100 billion a night, but you don't want the farmer to buy a new tractor because his John Deere broke down.
Right. It's up to 19% hit for his John Deere tractor loan.
but these banks can borrow $100 billion every night for virtually free.
Free.
To go with this, Vladimir Putin over the weekend, this is a very provocative, very shocking quote. He says, quote, "The dollar enjoyed great trust around the world, but for some reason it is now being used as a political weapon to impose restrictions." Now, who didn't know that?
Yeah.
He then explained that the consequences away from the dollar are that people will go away from the dollar as a reserve currency, and ultimately the U.S. dollar will collapse soon. The U.S. dollar will collapse soon. That's
not Mickey Mouse saying that.
Right. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin is saying, you know, even
as a world leader.
As a world, you know, he's trying to get along with America. He's trying, you know, you just don't go around saying things like that about other countries, even if you're almost at war with them.
Yeah.
Well, especially if it's truth, which that didn't even go in the I didn't even think about truth in the equation. That had nothing to do with anything. You just don't go around saying things like that. So, North Korea slams useless U.S. meetings. Oh, that's great. Swedish couple builds a greenhouse around their home. I don't know if you've seen this. It's like winter about 9 months a year. I say winter. You know, people need their heat about 9 months a year.
That's a great idea.
And so they just build a huge greenhouse around their thing. They got, like, basically a tropical environment. They're growing tomatoes and grapes and all this. And they have one part, it was really cool. They had their porch, and then above them is this greenhouse. So they just go out there in the middle of winter.
Pick tomatoes and stuff.
Pick tomatoes, sit on their porch, and look at the stars and everything.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
And so it's really good. Cool story over at thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com. You can click on news and check out the story. Growing things here is not easy, Marie said in the video. We need all the extra energy we can get. So that's what it's very good. I mean, I don't know how practical. I guess if you lived in Stockholm, Sweden, I guess it's real practical. I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Rabbit-sized mouse deer rediscovered in Vietnam after being lost to science for almost 30 years. So for 30 years, they thought, well, the rabbit-sized mouse deer is no more.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
They're back.
This man, talk about police again in the quote-unquote judicial system. He dropped F-bombs in a nasty letter to a judge and got jailed for it. What about his free speech rights? So a letter sent by this one man to the judge. He ripped the judge as incompetent and unfit to serve with some expletives added in there.
Nothing wrong with that.
So what did the judge do for his trouble?
Send the SWAT team to pick him up?
Put him in jail. You can't publicly curse the judge and get away with it.
Sure you can.
That's what it said. Well, publicly. I mean, in a letter? It's a letter.
Doesn't matter.
It was
got free speech.
Well, I agree with you. So now that's what this case is going into.
What state is that?
I'm trying to find out what the charge was. It's contempt of court for statements, and he's charged with statements and representations calculated to lessen the authority and dignity of the court. No, I think they do that by themselves.
Yeah, every time the judge opens his mouth.
You have impugned my reputation in the community by calling me, and I'm not going to repeat it, but hypocrite and unfit to serve as judge.
You can't jail me. Sue me.
I can't remember what the charge is. We got the guest waiting. I wanted to find out what the charge was here. Anyway, our guest, straightmoneyanalysis.com, is the best financial newsletter I have ever read because I do not want to read a dossier. Now, I guess if Catherine Austin Fitz puts out, you know, a book about where the $21 trillion, the dark money went, I guess if you're into that, then that's pretty amazing also, no question. But if you want actionable, good, concise, something you can understand information, this is your man, Joseph Meyer.
Helpful.
Joseph Meyer is the man. He's a friend of the Power Hour. We love him. We're so glad he's here. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
First thing, I'm going to get right off the bat. Okay, we've been talking for months about, you talked about the stock market making a high, that the things are threatening, there's a danger, look out, get to the side, so to speak, and yet in the face of that, stock market is now at an all-time high. How do you react to that?
Well, I don't think in the scope of the big picture anything's really changed. I think when you look at what's going on globally, no question, the global economic landscape is continuing to deteriorate. And I believe we're going to see in early 2020 the onset of a global economic downturn going to affect the U.S. very dramatically, Daniel.
Okay. Now, I've been... You know, I've almost become this has become a little hobby for me. I've almost become obsessed really looking into this because I've really, talking to you, you've sparked something in me and I've started to really pay attention and put this together. and I've told the audience, I cannot see anything but a negative outcome here. I mean, I don't want to be too strong with this. I'm not giving financial advice, but just my opinion, what I see, they are printing money to infinity right now. They're just doing it through the back door with these repurchase markets overnight.
Precisely.
Am I wrong?
You're dead on. You're absolutely correct. That's what needs to be said, Daniel, and it's not being said.
What do you, I've always said, and I went back and forth with Uncle Kevin about this, that, well, the money can just be, you can just keep printing the money forever. And I said, well, yes, until, except for one word. Well, it doesn't have any value. There's one word that holds this up, and that's confidence.
Confidence.
Yeah. This is a con game. That's why they call a con man, a confidence man. I mean, is it that simple? I mean, is this all about the world just having confidence in this, or is this like mutual self-destruction that's preserving the dollar right now?
You're absolutely right on both fronts. I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely correct, Daniel, in your analysis.
So, I mean, I'm looking at this. Explain this to us, or tell us how this is going to end, or are we just going to go 20? Why can't they just go 20 years printing this like Japan?
We know how Japan has ended up. It's had negative interest rates for 35 years. It keeps printing money to no avail. And I've said many times over the years that I think we're going to end up very similarly to what has taken place in Japan. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when, and how long does it take for us to reach that level. I did some research for the upcoming December 2019 issue of Straight Money Analysis in regards to the economy. Came up with 10 important facts that indicate an economic recession is approaching the U.S. Like to discuss them with you one at a time, Daniel.
Let's do it. Go for it.
Number one, U.S. business hiring has now fallen to a 7-year low. Consumer confidence has now fallen for 3 consecutive months in a row. 3, we're now witnessing subprime.
Hey, let me stop you. Let me pause you right there. Does the impeachment have anything to do with that? You know, this is all illusion and confidence. Is this impeachment affecting that, do you think?
Possibly.
Okay, go ahead.
3, we're now witnessing subprime auto loans now defaulting at the fastest rate since 2009. 4, vacancies in U.S. shopping malls are now at the highest level since the last recession. 5, U.S. rail cargo volumes have now fallen to the lowest level in over 3 years. 6, U.S. new home prices have now fallen to the lowest level in 3 years. 7, we also now have 44% of all Americans who don't earn enough to cover their monthly expenses.
Whoa.
7, we also have 2/3 of American households now formally preparing for an economic recession. 8, the case freight index has now fallen for 10 months in a row. Number 10, all over the country, economic activity is slowing and hurting the small business owner. These are the points that's not raised in the mainstream media, and people are not aware of them.
Well, they're not mainstream. They're corporate media. They're not mainstream. This show is mainstream America. I mean,
yes,
mainstream.
It is.
Mainstream America believes more than what you're saying than what, you know, Jim Cramer on MSNBC says. There's no doubt about it. Your statistics are proving it. UBS, which is a huge financial organization, just came out a few days ago, and this is very telling, saying that billionaires, there was a survey done, and that they are preparing for economic downturn in 2020, some kind of slowdown, recession, whatever you want to call it. Two things. One, that is a stunning statistic coming from UBS, which is a huge.
Yes, it is.
And two, what in the world are they even asking those kind of questions for of people if they don't think this is happening?
Good point. Don't have an answer to it, but I think we should explore it further. Yes.
What does it mean to you? I mean, you hear this. Billionaires are preparing for a recession, so says UBS.
Well, I think they know the equity markets are a fraud and an illusion. They in no way reflect the economic activity that's affecting the average American, not in the least. Did you know that total market cap of equities as a share of GDP is now at 145%?
Yeah,
the ratio level of 100 was achieved in 2007, and the average since 1971 was about 80%. U.S. Treasury yields are 1.7%. The average yield all through history is around 6%. What does that tell you, Daniel?
Well, that stocks are overvalued, but it also tells
me
we could be in the middle of a melt up. I mean, this might go to, I mean, it's so crazy, it might go to 50,000 because people are so desperate and the government they're literally piling money out of the back door into these banks, and know darn good and well on God's green earth that they're shoveling that money back into the stock market to keep it propped up. So no matter what,
that's
that number
exactly
stays high.
What they're doing.
Okay, so why can't that number just stay up? Let's play devil's advocate here.
Because there's too much debt. You got U.S. non-financial debts increased from $33 trillion in 2007 to currently $53 trillion in 2019. Total global debt increased from $70 trillion in 2008 to $250 trillion currently, which now sets a record of being 330% of GDP. Daniel.
Wow. Wow. Big story, huge, massive story, and it's been a lot of years since this has happened. The German Bundesbank, which is basically their central bank, central bank, just announced that it's buying gold, and they made it public. And it's been, I don't know how many years, but it's been a lot of years since they've said that, correct?
20.
Wow. I mean, what does that mean to you?
Well, we got 500 billion of euros of junk bonds with a negative yield. We currently have $15 trillion worth of sovereign debt with a negative yield. We got $5.4 trillion of triple B junk bonds and leverage loans in the U.S. We had $1.5 trillion of subprime debt in 2007. The globe is drowning in debt. with $23 million national debt. The interest on it, as you know, was $1 trillion a year. No way this can continue, Daniel. Absolutely not.
Vladimir Putin came out this weekend, and this really stunned me that, it, you know, I've asked you some rhetorical questions or some open-ended questions about Japan, and this is why I tend to think that it can't continue, because Vladimir Putin just came out and says he said, quote, the U.S. dollar will collapse very soon.
Well, I don't know what he means by very soon, but you can't keep continuing to print money to infinity. It's got to end, and I think it will at some point.
You have a connection to Wall Street. You've been on Wall Street for a lot of years. You know the industry. You have people you talk to. Are people waking up to the idea that America is basically just printing money as fast as they can out of thin air?
Not as quickly as you'd want to believe they should, that's for sure.
But is it, I mean, are people waking up, or is it just they're in denial, or they can't believe it because that means their whole way of life is going to stop?
Well, nobody wants to see this party end. It's been one hell of a party, but I don't think anyone wants to join this party at this point in time, that's for sure.
Stay there, Joseph. Let's finish on the other side before we have
okay.
Dr. Nelson. We got Dr. Nelson coming on the other side. We'll finish up with Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Well worth your time. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.